Okay.
I think that the virtual event platforms are poised to be one of the most powerful ways to solve problems because they capture the wisdom of the crowd.
Welcome to Event Profs Cast, a podcast built for you by Hubelo Technologies. And now, here's your host, Rachel Moore.
Welcome back to the show, friends and listeners. Hope you've had a great week. Doubtless another full week of planning, executing on, or analyzing your amazing events. We learn a lot from the events we create. Imagine watching everyone's events just to glean insights to be shared with all event profs like you so we can all do better. That's exactly what our guest and his company does. And the renaissance of the events industry continues in our discussion with David Adler, chairman and founder of BizBash. Get ready to reshape our assumptions and realize what's possible with our own events, starting on Event Profs Cast now. Every one of these groups, any one of these niches has all these commonalities that only they can relate to, but you can bring them together just to talk about that. And that's the common ground where now you have that launching pad for that event. And you're so right, where I think we're seeing people tap into that finally and realizing, hey, this can get pretty micro, but it can still have huge impact. And maybe because it's so micro and not like on this, oh, well, we better just invite tens of thousands of people, but instead to just meet the needs of that one niche group can have a huge lasting impact for those experiences. Yep.
The other thing that we found that is also encouraging me on this whole thing is that the whole influencer marketing we always think is all about the Kardashians. I actually was thinking about, I was told about this guy that is doing a social media for something called FabCon. But you think it's about fabulosity and all that. It's about welders and fabricators. Oh. And so they all have their own influencers and their own Instagrams and their own really cool kick-ass welders that are padded up and they're doing their like welding stuff. And so those are people also that are superstars in those industries. So people are using event influencer marketing to capture these small niches too, micro influencers. And I think that's another reason to say that we're doing microcosms of the big things that you see in the consumer world.
Well, and again, you're giving such good insight to anyone who's listening or watching this, and realizing that you don't have to be a marketer to want to go to an event. And I think a lot of us, particularly in marketing, we tend to get real myopic to think, oh, well, I've got to put on an event that only other marketers would appreciate. Oh, heck no. I mean, there's of course, yes, creators and marketers out there are real used to these events, but like you said, there's all these other groups of people that we all know. We probably interact with them every single day. And if you were to say, hey, if we could put together an event that you could go to, electricians or, garbage collectors, anything like that, or janitorial or camp counselors, hey, would you like to go to an event that is just for people like you that work in the same? They'd be like, yes, I would love to congregate with my people.
Do you know one of the biggest events in the world is called the Cement Show? And it's in Vegas, and it's all the people in the cement business.
Wow.
So you're thinking that we don't have to, the glamour is everywhere.
Yeah.
When you think about it, you can turn anything into glamour, and people want to gather no matter who they are. So that's another thing that I realize is one of the reasons that we're in the Renaissance, because people are realizing, especially, birds of a feather want to flock together.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter. And organizers need to help it along a little bit so that it's not just a boring thing.
Yeah. Well, and you're looking at it that way too. Event planners, we're providing a service by putting that platform or that space or that instance together that just gives them, can they just click on a link or go through a door and now they're in that space? You helped make that happen. And like you said, that's that lasting memory too, where they're gonna be like, I wouldn't have been able to congregate with my birds of a feather had you not put this together for me. I just rhymed.
Yeah, you're right. You're a rhymer. See, we have all sorts of new things that we can figure out.
That's right.
In the way we talk, it's kind of like you just created the birth of rapping.
Oh God, yeah. Nobody wants to hear me rap. That was literally the limit I can do. Everybody, I'm more of a Dr. Seuss person myself, where it's just Redfish, Bluefish, and all that stuff. But you're right. I mean, and again, thinking about all that, you talked about musicians coming full circle to that, but also, just there's so many groups out there that they can get together, and I can just come and watch and enjoy their talent where I'm lacking.
So the third thing that I see happening to support this idea that we're in a great renaissance is that you're having cities are going to change. This whole remote working has changed something. So there's been a lot of talk about how cities and offices are going to be becoming hubs for socializing, learning, and entertainment. The biggest thing that's happened in the rebirth of cities after something happens is that it changes for the positive. Like the Industrial Revolution, all the big businesses left after the Industrial Revolution, they left cities. And what happened to those buildings? They were turned into great condos and great, you know, great studios and fun places to live. And it's the cool, they're the coolest places in New York. So I think you're going to see a lot of that. And that translates into events in many cases. Also, I think what's going to happen is that these empty spaces that are happening are going to become basically exhibition halls for industries that are permanent. But you're going to have to make them so they change. So a company is going to have a trade show booth with all the other companies in their field, and they're going to be competing. And that's going to be from a remote worker point of view. They won't go to their office. They'll go to this trade show booth to gather, to meet customers and things like that. And it's going to be really cool and dynamic. But, you know, the fourth floor of the Pan Am building will be the place that the cement guys meet, you know, that type of
thing. That's right. That's
right. You're going to see more and more of that. And it's going to be also good for the event ecosystem.
Say, have your clients and audiences been buzzing about events of the hybrid persuasion? Ours too, which is why we stopped talking about hybrid and actually did a hybrid event. You may have heard of it, Mixed 2022. It took place on March 30th and 31st, and we learned so much. All things we want to share with you through our latest blog, The Perfect 10, Lessons Learned on the Road to Hybrid Event Innovation. We want everyone to know what we know, so check out our new blog about hybrid at blog.hubelo.com. Our blog about hybrid lessons, plus so much more, is all waiting for you at blog.hubelo.com. David, I want to ask you too, so we're talking about like cities and metropolis and stuff like that, but when it comes to like more rural communities, maybe smaller towns, how do you see them kind of figuring into that renaissance that's coming? And will those strictly be limited to virtual, do you think? Or do you think we might see some more micro events that transform those communities or are sprouting up in rural areas?
I think you're going to see a lot more. I actually was discussing the idea of doing trade show tourism. Because all of a sudden you've said, you know, maybe I want to be a welder. And then I'd like to go to the welding conference. I would never have thought about going to the welding conference, but that opens up my mind to a whole different thing. Or
totally.
So there's ways that you're going to see conferences all around. I also think you're going to see smaller cities are going to become a place where big trade shows are going to happen because it makes you to feel like you're owning the town as opposed to a big city. So there's going to be a little bit of a both sides happening. I think that's going to definitely work.
Awesome.
The other thing that I think is going to happen is that, you know how in recipes, everybody wants to deconstruct the recipes? Mm-hmm. Well, people want to deconstruct events now. So these huge events are going to be becoming lots of smaller, intimate events. Mm-hmm. And people are going to want to, you know, divide up in the birds of a feather in their own industry, like all the communications people, all the marketing people, all the HR people. You're going to see more and more of that. So these big, huge events are going to be smaller with a bigger envelope maybe, but they're going to be smaller. So there'll be more of these smaller events because people ultimately want intimacy.
Yes.
Because you know how you go to a big, huge event for 10,000 people and you never get to talk to anybody.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. Like I'm going to attend a virtual conference. It's for marketers. But I know there's going to be tons of people there, thousands of people attending, but I'm already planning, like I know a couple other people who are also attending virtually, and we're just going to plan our own virtual little space where we can be like, okay, why don't you go to that one, go to that session. I'll go to this session. Let's come back and compare notes and talk about what we got out of it. Because, you know, yes, we can get the stuff on demand later, but we want that little space where we can be like, let's talk, let's do some insider chatter about this. This is really cool.
The most successful digital platforms are the ones that break up into smaller groups.
Yes.
And you get to know people in a way that you can't hide in a digital meeting room.
That's
because they go around the room and they say, oh, how about you? And so you got to pay attention to the whole time. So I think that that's really going to be interesting.
Go ahead.
But it brings up my fifth point is that we're in the age of the collaboration artist, I call it. The person that is the facilitator becomes more important than ever because you can have all the beautiful gugas and things like that. But if nobody knows how to get the girls to dance with the boys at the elementary school or junior high school dance, then nothing happens. So I believe that the whole idea of being a facilitator and yes. knowing how to connect people is going to be one of these skills that are going to be beyond valuable.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. I actually made that reference to, I think it was just in the last week, I was saying, you know how when you do go to a dance floor and it's a, you know, whether it's at a wedding, we talked about that, or just at a school dance or something, nobody wants to go first, but it always takes that first person or couple or whatever group that will go out and start dancing. And that makes everyone else feel like, okay, now I can go. Anyone who felt like, I need someone to kick this off for me. You're so right. That kind of just a catalyst person can really get things going.
Or being, I call that event organizers have to become collaboration artists.
Yes.
Whether they're collaborating and creating the event or they're helping their audience collaborate to talk to each other.
Yeah.
And that to me is the soft skill that is going to become the most valuable thing that you can ever have happen, I think.
I love that.
Events. And it makes sense. I mean, how many times the great teacher is a collaboration artist? The great orchestra leader is the ultimate collaboration.
Oh, totally.
But it's how do you orchestrate it in a way that it doesn't happen by accident?
Yeah.
That there are techniques to operating, to running a meeting. Most people don't even know how to run a meeting.
So right.
then people that are introverted have to be dealt with differently than people that are extroverted.
And that's right. And also, to not treat one group like they're better than the other. Everybody's got value, but that person who can bring them all together and make them feel like they're each important equally.
Yep.
For sure. Well, so David, I know, and I know we have we're kind of limited on time today too, okay. And I want to have you back.
I have one more though.
Bring it.
This is for you guys.
Okay.
I think that the virtual event platforms are poised to be one of the most powerful ways to solve problems because they capture the wisdom of the crowd. Mm. I believe that if you get the right collaboration artist in the right digital platform, you can do the largest brainstormer in the world and solve things like climate change and everything, because it is one of the greatest tools that has ever been invented in order to capture the wisdom of the crowd.
So true. Well, and the barrier for entry is less with a virtual event. You literally can get more people in the room, more minds in the room. Can I just say, Hubalo, it would be great if like we were the platform where climate change got solved because of a particular meeting we had. I'm staking our claim right now that we are going to be that platform that they will talk in years to come that we have gained back because we stopped climate change or that we solved it, that they're going to say, and it all began back in an event that was hosted in the Hubalo platform.
That's
and
right.
David, I'm staking my claim. We have dibs on that right now.
Go for it. Okay.
I love it. But I'm all about, hey, if we can solve climate change, wherever it happens, let's do that together. But you're right. Virtual events, I think, again, just bringing people together that may not have gotten together otherwise, but because that barrier to entry is lowered and made more easy, we can bring those together. But where can we find more about what you're talking about today with this renaissance of the events industry? Are you going to be publishing this somewhere?
Yes, I'm publishing an article. I'm starting to talk about it everywhere. And I think it's something where I just want more information for other people and help me do it. Because I think it's something that we have to raise the self-esteem of our industry, which is more important because we've been battered. And we have a whole new group of people coming in to take it to the next level. And I think the digital platforms have been the catalyst to do that because you're making us realize that there's a whole lot of other stuff out there that we can do, that we're not limited to a physical event.
For sure. No, I challenge accepted. And David, thank you so much too for bringing this to light. And like I said, you've given us a lot to talk about and think about and react to. Where can we find your information? Like, where can we connect with you online to learn more about BizBash and what you're offering?
BizBash.com is our website. I'll even give you my email address. How about that?
Bring it.
I want people to get back to me with their ideas. It's D Adler, David D Adler at bizbash.com. I'm on LinkedIn. I don't know the exact address, but it's David Adler. I'm on Instagram, David Adler 1. I'm on Twitter at David Adler. I even have a TikTok account, but I don't know what it is. But I think
that's pretty cool. I gotta say,
TikTok is one of the greatest new ways for communicating messages and learning.
Well, Hubalo's got an account on there too. I'll make sure we find you and let's find each other and friend up here.
Okay, great. Okay.
We'll do that. And David, before I do let you go, I did want to ask a couple more personal questions that can give us some insight into you. What are you, everyone seems to be binging stuff sometimes. Some people don't have time to binge things, but I'd love to know, like, is there something special you're listening to, watching, or reading right now that's kind of sticking with you?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I'm listening to on Audible is I'm listening to the court, a book on the, I forgot the actual name of it, but it's about on the court of Henry VIII. And it's an audio book that I'm listening to that talks all about the soft power of how that court of Henry VIII was, how the people that took care of his bedroom, the people that took care of his, you know, his advisors, how he played sports and how he played tennis and how he filled his day. It's so fascinating. It's so interesting.
Love it.
And then what else? Oh, I just watch, I'm watching Billions. I just started watching Billions again. And I love all those shows. I think I do believe that this whole binge TV is addictive and not good for you.
Yeah, it can be bad.
So I have to watch out for that, especially in a pandemic that you end up like, oh, for sure. About the world. I'm in my own little world.
It can be a good escape momentarily. Yeah. But yeah, when you get so much, it's like, whew.
I also just got a new puppy, a miniature Shar-Pei named Armady. And I named him Armady because I was reading the Thomas Jefferson biography, and he had brought four puppies from France back to the U.S., to Virginia, where I have another house. And the name was Armandy. So I named the dog Armandy.
So can we see your dog on your Instagram? That's why we should go follow you.
Yes, he has his own Instagram site called Commander Armandy.
That's so cool. I love pets on Instagram. I think they're amazing.
Puppies are the key to marketing. I never have been so popular in my life.
It can be truly said that today's episode was puppies. Did we see any rainbows? I swear David always manages to bring the rainbows with his hot takes and predictions about events. Make sure to check him out on social and keep boosting his popularity. Oh, one other thing. Follow the Event Profs Cast podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. We bring you fresh episodes every week because we do want your Event Profs existence to be puppies and rainbows as much as possible. You can also find Hubalo at hubalo.com, on social at Hubalo, on Twitter at Hubalo Connect, and everywhere by using our hashtag Hubalove. That's Hubalo VE. Have a great week. Until next time, and here's to the Renaissance.
Event Profs Cast is brought to you by Hubalo Technologies. Thank you for listening. You can visit us online at www.hubalo.com.